are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. You can actually control the content of the website by submitting new items to it, and then people can vote on whether they like or dislike what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Still coming up here tonight, there's a man who set himself on fire, and we'll talk about an 80-year-old man who has been charged with a crime for defending himself. We'll explain that. Plus, we'll take your calls about anything. In fact, that's where we're going to start right now with Andy listening in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Andy. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I originally was calling about profiling, but as far as the jury nullification goes, has anybody else had such a hard time, you know, being called for a jury as I have? I've been registered for, you know, as far as I know, all you have to do is, you know, have a license and be registered to be a voter.
Your question is, you're saying you haven't been called yet?
No, I've never been called.
Where do you live in Michigan?
In the thumb.
In the where?
In the thumb.
How old are you, Andy?
In the thumb of Michigan.
I'm in my mid-30s.
I don't know. I hear it's a lottery in most places where they just
also
take it
a lot
random.
Of most people don't take cases to trial. A friend of mine called in here, you know, a listener who has been listening for quite some time, so I feel like I sort of know. He said that he was the first trial in years.
What?
In his town.
Wow. Yeah, that could be very well the case.
Wow, I guess that must be it then, huh?
Yeah, I think something like...
Everybody's taking a dang deal.
Something like 90% of all cases are settled out of
more
court with just a plea deal.
Well, for my part, I'll tell any way I can to get on a jury if I could just get on one.
I heard you, man. Here's what I'd suggest.
Well, you don't want to hang a jury just to hang a jury. You want to hang a jury because it's the right thing to do.
I just want to do what's right. It doesn't matter what... The result is not... as important to me as, you know, if somebody comes up and they're being tried for something that is not morally wrong, I won't find them guilty.
Agreed. Absolutely, as it should be. So what I would suggest to you is that rather than simply waiting to do the jury nullification deed yourself, you can do Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach. You can do both. You can do Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach, and you can do jury nullification outreach at your local courthouse. These are two of the things that we do here in Keene on a regular
that
basis.
That wouldn't be physically possible for me. I'm gone. Every hour they're open.
If you have some other friends that are...
I'd like to get on to my other point.
I was going to say, if you have any other friends that are interested in liberty, then maybe you could get together with them and do it. And if not, well, sorry.
No, that might be cool, too. You're right about that. On the Sunday show, Mark and Stephanie and we're talking about the... some kind of new definitions the Homeland Security had for people that were suspicious.
Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security New Jersey division came up with something like basically a little pamphlet that said, you know, if you see something, say something. And if you need to know what a terrorist looks like, he's probably fidgeting and maybe sweating and, you know, might yawn a lot. And he's either, you know, going to move a lot or he's not going to move much. And, you know, it's really just bizarre. the same organization that says if you see something, say something says, you know, watch out for nervous looking people.
As if those nervous people don't have enough to be worried about.
What I gather from that and what I think they're doing is their definition of what is, you know, sufficiently suspicious is so broad as to allow them to profile. So if say they want to target Arabs or say they want to target black people, or say they want to target, a 90-year-old woman, whoever they want to target. The way I see it, the way that their pamphlet is worded, from what I heard on your show on Sunday, kind of behaviors are common among all people who are in
sure they are.
Any different, you know, situation in life. You know,
right, so you're saying they'll
job,
be able to just...
You're going to see family you haven't seen in years, you're...
Right, so you're saying that the behavior is so common they'll just be able to, target whoever they want to for whatever reasons they want and say, well, they were acting suspicious and so therefore
they're fidgeting. That's sure what it seems like, isn't it?
They're fidgeting. Yeah,
next it's just going to be, terrorists wear shoes, so you should really be suspicious of anyone walking around in shoes, and then they can just pick up anyone that they want at the airport.
It was essentially that. I mean, it was that crazy.
Andy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks.
And I hope you can get out of Michigan someday and get up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where having people to back you up on activism is no problem whatsoever. And thanks for the call.
A lot more trials happening here.
Yeah, yours actually is coming up. You were at court today, as a matter of fact, and I guess you were actually allowed to go to court today because they had ordered you to be there, whereas you and I and Kelly Voluntarist are all three banned from that very court property. Mm-hmm. So what was it? How was it today when you went
in there?
It
was bizarre. I mean, really? Every encounter with the Cheshire County court system is bizarre in some way or another, but in this case, I was able to go through with one of my wearable cameras, exactly the same wearable camera for which Jason Talley of Talley.tv was arrested.
And dragged out of the courthouse.
Yeah, dragged by his wrists in handcuffs across the ground.
But they had changed their rules back in December to allow people in with recording devices again.
Yep, so I went through no problem. I was able to have a cell phone and
they just threaten you and they
camera.
Say you're not allowed to use it.
I wasn't personally threatened. I wasn't using the equipment, but there was a film crew who's doing a documentary on some of the activism going on here in Keene, and they were chased out of the lobby for filming.
Having too big of a camera. Really?
Yeah, that's the real crime, is if the bailiff can really see that you're filming. And
the film crew was chased out of the lobby today.
That's right. And the one of the defendants, Jason Talley, pointed out that when the bailiff said, there's no recording in this lobby, well, what about that camera over there? Aren't you recording us?
There is just
no recording in the lobby. You know, he has no defense for it except to reassert his power as bailiff.
So the film crew was not allowed in the building?
Well, they were allowed in the building. They did get to do some filming during court, but afterwards they were doing some interviews.
In the lobby.
Yeah, and they were doing that in the lobby. There were still some folks, myself included, filling out some paperwork. So we were still doing court stuff, and so this documentary crew interested in filming the court stuff was filming what was going on, and we were in the lobby. So that's where they were kicked out. They did back down, but...
I bet they did.
You know... What are you going to do when you've seen things like a man being dragged out by his handcuffs?
And this has been a real shock for this documentary crew, as I understand it, from my conversations with them, is what they signed on for was to do a documentary about the Free State Project. They're a local Keene State College film class, and they selected the Free State Project as the topic of their documentary.
And there's like 15 kids working on this, so it really makes me wonder. All these kids can't be amicable to the Free State Project. I mean, it just seems really unlikely that they would be working.
Well, it's grown on a number of them.
That's what I'm saying.
That.
Yeah, not all of them are or were, as you point out, but it's really seeming to grow on these people. They're pretty gutsy. I mean, the length of time which they resisted being thrown out was impressive to me. They were, you know, having some conversation with the bailiff on their way out. It looked like they were recording as they were leaving.
Excellent.
So I am impressed by the gutsiness of people bringing cameras into courtrooms.
All right, and that was a real shock to them. I know that the courtroom issue specifically and the restrictions on recording there, they couldn't believe that that was what was happening, and now they've experienced it personally more than once.
You say, I mean, people just don't believe. Really,
right.
you can't use a camera or a recording device at the clerk of courts or in the court lobby or really. I mean, it's bizarre to people, but
you'd be arrested for
yet
it.
The Supreme Court has the gall to claim that they are the most misunderstood branch of government. Then don't allow transparency.
Right. They don't want anyone to understand. They don't want people asking questions. They don't want to be held accountable. 855-450-FREE. So you've got a trial coming up soon. Maybe a little bit more on that here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to see that, and if you're a lady listener, become involved in it over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've been here ads for precious metals, and I can't imagine how you're not hearing them if you're listening to talk radio or if you're listening to even the cable news channels. I see ads there all the time for gold. you've probably been thinking about getting some, and it can be confusing. At gold.freetalklive.com, we make it easy for you. We've got gold and silver pieces at some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet at gold.freetalklive.com. When you buy, you help Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. We're talking briefly right before the break that Derek J. Had to go to court today for a pretrial hearing. The trial is scheduled for when?
There is no trial scheduled
really?
At this time, just jury selection, which will be April 9th. And then they're going to tell me what the trial date will be on
which,
April 9th.
It could be April 10th.
Right. It could be the next day or it could be to April 20th. Any day in between there. That is a weekday.
So this whole thing is over something that happened back in 2011.
That's
it
right.
Was it August or September?
It was
in jail.
It was Friday, September 9th, 2011, around 10:30 p.m. I had a dance party in Keene Central Square gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
I like to dance, so I thought what a great way to meet the community, invite anyone out who wants to come dance. And within a half an hour, I had been kidnapped for not allowing one of the Keene police officers, Michael Kopcha, to take my property.
You didn't even get through the first song, did you?
We got through one and a half songs,
I
think.
Songs.
Yeah. So it was a kick in time before the police showed up. We pulled all the plugs on the lights and music before the cops even set foot onto the property. So there was no reason why they would have needed to investigate or take anyone's property to investigate the crime of the noise complaint.
Yeah, so, and I was standing there at the time, and I was there in a capacity of sort of the press and kind of overseeing and seeing what's going on. I'm no big fan of civil disobedience, and you believe me, if I felt like this was out of line, I'd say so. And that music was quiet.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't quite inside the gazebo. You could definitely hear it. It was at a good volume. But if you were outside in the square anywhere else besides right. the gazebo, you were able to carry on a normal conversation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't loud at all.
So well, I was walked to a police car with my hands.
The claim was someone
back.
Had complained.
Well, that was the claim. And at the time,
I thought they dropped that and said that they basically it's the cop's complaint at this point.
Well, at the time of the arrest, there needed to be a complaint for the cops to come and investigate. The law has since changed since this arrest to make it so that the cops can come and investigate a noise complaint without anyone calling to
So
complain.
Then the complaint is a darn lie because the cops couldn't have got there in that amount of time.
Exactly. It's pretty
That's
clear.
Right. It was promoted in advance, so they knew it was going to happen, correct?
Right. They had foreknowledge of the event because it was advertised in the afternoon. The cops had come to Central Square and seen one of the Free Speech Fridays going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knew that there was going to be a celebration of freedom happening later that evening. But, you know, I was kidnapped for holding on to a property for which I was caring. And I was walked to the police car with my hands behind my back, in handcuffs and pepper sprayed for refusing to assist in my own kidnapping. All I was doing was just verbally saying I didn't want to get into the police car. So I had a trial for that in district court, was found guilty on all three charges.
Oh, you were? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
What was your punishment?
Well, it was for two misdemeanor A's, which are punishable up to 1 year and $1,000 each. For obstructing government administration and resisting arrest. I was sentenced during that, but I appealed it.
Okay.
The charges were for, or the punishments for each of the charges were 90 days for the misdemeanor A's, 90 days each, and the town ordinance, which is refusing to process, which I didn't even know that was a crime. All I was saying while I was in jail was I want to speak to a lawyer first before I answer any questions. Not good enough. I don't get to speak to a lawyer. I'm somehow committing a crime by pleading the fifth and not answering their questions until I was able to speak with legal counsel. So, yeah, for that, I was charged a fine of $1,200.
Wow.
So it's absurd, and I, of course, appealed the decision to the Superior Court, where I will be having a trial with a new judge, new venue, and a jury.
And a jury.
Thank
so
goodness.
It's called a de novo trial, which means from the beginning. So everything you've gone through so far is basically, you know, it's nullified, and mm-hmm. they're going to start from the top. So they're going to have to call all their witnesses again, and, you know, you're going to put on a case this time in front of a jury instead of a man in a robe. And that jury selection is coming up on Monday. So I believe it's Monday the 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
April 9th, yes.
And so we've got to get out people in a major way. Normally when we do jury nullification outreach, it's, well, the last time it was just you and I, Derek J. We had gone out to the Superior Court. Usually you don't need more than two people. If you've got more than two people, it's usually just people standing around and they don't have much to do. But we're going to have to come out in a major way this time because it's, you know, it's one of our friends. It's you that is facing trial. Jason Talley from Talley.tv is also facing trial as well, but his case may be put off due to some legal factors or something like that.
That's right. We both had pretrial hearings today at 10:30 at the Superior Court, where we both filed some motions, entered some evidence, and yeah, it does look like there will be some delay in his case. But the judge asked me to come back tomorrow at 1:30. It's as if they just assume I've got nothing better to do. Yeah, I just wait around all day waiting for orders from the court. So I'll be going back tomorrow to discuss and defend my motions and bring questions for jury selection.
And I take it you're going to have somebody record that?
So that's my intention. I won't be able to record it myself. Of course, I'll be, acting pro se, so I'll need, someone to come along who's not been banned to record.
Which is one of the tricky parts now, because we've had about approximately five or six activists be banned from this courthouse property, in that they can't go to the courthouse unless they ask the sheriff permission first. And I've been banned, and Kelly, and I think you and Kelly have the same terms as I do, and that is that we can't go to the courthouse even if we do have permission to go there. So the only way that I can go to the courthouse is if I've got an order from the court to appear there at a certain time. So I'm basically unable to come support you. It's not because I don't want to. It's simply because I'll get arrested again if I go back to the courthouse. Mm. And so this is making jury nullification outreach very tricky, because I've been like the most consistent jury outreach person in Cheshire County. Every time there's jury selection, I am there in front of the courthouse handing information to the potential jurors as they walk into the courthouse. And now, because of this ban, they've banned me from the sidewalk right out in front of the front doors. I can't stand near the entrance anymore. I have to stand on the other part of the sidewalk, which is, several feet away, probably 20 or 30 feet away from the front doors. And so the last time we were there, you came out with me, Derek J. We had to stand on the sidewalk and kind of beckon over, try to beckon people over to come and take the flyer from us. So it was much more difficult because of that. So in order to really handle this next week, we've got to have activists on the scene who aren't me and Derek, because it's your trial. It would be bad for you to do jury nullification outreach on your own trial, Kelly or some of the other people.
If people are looking to follow this case, it's at livefreeyourdance.com/dance.
Perfect. livefreeyourdance.com/dance. More coming up here. Jury nullification or whatever you want to talk about. You can share your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is where you can go. You can grab archives going all the way back to late 2006. It's all free for you over at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the internet's new form of cash. You can send and receive bitcoins without having to pay any fees. Everything else you send and receive, you got to pay fees. But bitcoins, completely free because, well, they're not owned by any company or government. They're a currency created. It's a digital currency. I don't know if they could be used without the internet, whether they're created specifically for the internet, but they certainly do work well in conjunction with the internet. There are no contracts to sign, no terms of service you've got to abide by. They're completely open source. They're encrypted to the level that, well, nothing, they can't be broken at this point. It's physically impossible. You can find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. To weusecoins.org, and they're getting accepted more and more by more businesses every day. And thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your bitcoins with cash, and to start, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, so we're going to hear more about Derek J's situation with the trial that's coming up here, maybe in as little as a week. From today, jury selection begins on Monday morning, and it's for the Live Free or Dance arrest that happened back in September. I was in jail at the time, so unfortunately I couldn't be there to support you in that particular instance, which of course would have been very interesting because the equipment that you had that they arrested you for, they were trying to confiscate the sound amplification equipment that you had.
Mm-hmm.
I own that.
Right.
And so you were kind of the caretaker of it. Since
right.
I wasn't around, they didn't believe a word you were saying about that. They believed the word of a juggalo who was in the park that has, you know, a long criminal history claiming that it was his equipment. And so rather than believe what you were saying and everyone else around you was saying, they took his word for it, used that as an excuse to confiscate the equipment. You attempted to retain the equipment, and for your efforts, you were arrested and pepper sprayed.
It flies in the face of the Fourth Amendment. One would think that if... the Bill of Rights meant anything or were followed, that a person would be secure in his persons and property, and that if I was walking around with an amp in Central Square, that it's not going to be thefted from me,
right.
No matter what kind of costume a person wears. So I think this is a Fourth Amendment case. I think it's the right of an individual to retain his property, even if the policemen say, I really, really want that. I'm going to take it from you.
Right.
No,
and
not without a warrant. Thanks.
It's also a First Amendment case in that it was, the peaceable assembly. It was not a violent group. It was just people enjoying themselves on a Friday evening?
Yep.
Friday evening in the park and playing a little bit of music in a way that was not obtrusive to others. But yet the police don't like fun, and they certainly don't like activists. And so they came in there to ruin your day. And you weren't the only one arrested. There was also a couple other folks, Ryan and Roz, that were arrested in protest of what they were doing to you as well. And I don't know what their status on their cases is. I haven't heard about those.
Those have been settled outside of
the
court.
They took the plea?
Yeah. They were offered pretty good deals, and I know that both of them have, it's hard for them to grow grass under their legs. They're looking to move around a lot, so they just needed to get that done and over with. And, I mean, their charges were bizarre, almost the same as mine, obstructing government administration. Mm-hmm. But, again, the administration of the government, what was it that day? There was no investigation going on because clearly the arresting officer wasn't interested in having any conversation about who really owned that property. He wasn't interested in discussing that or learning. Yeah, he was just going to take it. As if you can take someone's amp and somehow figure out to whom it belongs. Like, my name is etched in the
right.
side of it.
By taking the amp in some way, chances are good the person who owns the amp is somewhere around, maybe the person who's working the hardest to retain it. Right?
Who's surrounded by a group of others who are saying, yeah, that's his.
It doesn't take Solomon to figure out that the person that owns the amp is the one trying hardest to keep it.
Well, wouldn't have Solomon cut it in half?
No, Solomon threatened to cut it in half order to find out who cared about the child the most.
Got it.
Right. So, and so
maybe it does take Solomon. Maybe the college degree that every police officer in Keene, New Hampshire has is not a marker of enough judgment to be able to figure out whose amp this is. Obviously they can't know for certain whose amp it is, but they didn't know whose shirt Derek was wearing either, right? Like, there's all kinds of property just running amok in Central Square that they had not decided to whom it belonged. Now, they can legitimately say, well, we had no way of knowing whose amp it was. It's true. They had no way of knowing. They had no way of knowing whose any of that stuff belonged to that was around there.
Right, and it didn't seem to be a problem. People were communicating on video minutes before the arrests that, wait, why are you guys here? There doesn't seem to be a problem. The lights and music had been off since they arrived, and so they were just really escalating the threat level by introducing their presence. I mean, that's the obstructing government administration charge is really where it just began, but then it escalated even further with the resisting arrest charge when I verbally communicated my desire to refrain from assisting in my own kidnapping. My exact words were, I don't want to get in the car. And according to their own laws, which they don't follow, RSA 642-2, resisting arrest cannot be defined as simply verbally refusing to comply with an order. So,
and it was, you didn't even refuse, you said you didn't want to.
Right, right. Saying I don't want
to. That's just stating your opinion.
Yeah, I didn't swear.
This is an opportunity for one of our illustrious civil servants to do a little counseling, isn't it?
Right, I was just trying to have a conversation.
So you're facing these charges. Did they offer you a plea deal?
No, I have not been offered any deal.
Interesting. So jury nullification is set for Monday. We're going to head out there bright and early. Not you, Derek, because it's your trial. But others who care will be out there with jury nullification flyers to hand out to potential jurors walking into the courthouse. And by the way, in some places, you can get arrested for this. So be careful if you're going to duplicate this.
They're threatening you with arrest all the time for doing it.
Well, no, that's because I've got a trespass ban. I just mean anybody can go, anybody who goes to a courthouse and tries to hand out jury nullification information, you are subject to being harassed and arrested just for giving people information. They may charge you with jury tampering, which is what they did with Julian Heiklin and Mark Schmitter down in Orlando, Florida. Of course, Heiklin has been arrested around the country for doing jury nullification outreach. So we've got it pretty good here in Cheshire County, where not once has anyone ever been threatened for handing out jury nullification information at the courthouse here, which is a surprise to me, considering how bad these people are in so many other ways. They've managed to ban a number of us from the courthouse property, but it wasn't over doing jury nullification outreach. It was because we were singing in the parking lot on a couple, few different occasions.
Your singing is stupid.
And that's so what the sheriff told
ban
us.
Ban you.
Yep. He told us that on camera, too, which was particularly amusing. So, but I do want to suggest this as a potential form of activism. It doesn't take a whole lot of people to do, and who knows? It may result in a juror finally going and following their conscience and voting not guilty in a case like a drug case or some other ludicrous case where no one has been harmed. And all you have to do is, well, get up bright and early, go out whenever the juries are being selected. Just requires a little research. You have to call the courthouse and ask them, you know, how often do they do jury selection? When do they happen? What number can people call to get last-minute information? So, like, around here, if you call the weekend prior to Monday, the jury information line, it'll tell you there's a recorded message that says all jurors are supposed to report on Monday at 8 o'clock. This week it was grand jury on Monday, so it wasn't a regular pettit jury. That's going to be next week. And so they'll give you a little bit of information. They'll let you know if jury selection's been canceled, that way you don't have to waste your time going out there in the morning.
Just take care.
But if knowledge is power, this is a great way to empower regular people.
Sure.
Who are just walking into court who may not know any different. They think they have to judge on the law. Well, not the case.
And you don't have to make the flyers yourself. The Fully Informed Jury Association has already created them. You just have to print them out and fold them up and head on out and hand them to people. But just remember, your mileage may vary depending on how the police behave around where you are. They may try to order you around. They may try to threaten you. They may actually arrest you. So you have to be aware of these risks going into it. But the more people you have with you, the safer you'll be. So I don't recommend going it alone. Go out with a group of folks, have video cameras with you, and have them at the ready, and give this information to everyone that walks in the court. Don't ask people, are you here for jury duty? Just hand it to everyone that walks in the court, even if they're an employee of the court. You don't want to be, you know, accused of targeting just potential jurors. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, of course, over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoyed this program, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. To do that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, cost of a cup of coffee, hamburger. You send that in via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard through our website, and Free Talk Live will invest that money into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And that's important. So you can help us with that, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Just kind of recounting what happened today at the Cheshire Superior Court. Thankfully, no one was arrested, as tends to happen when people just go to the courthouse because the judges and bailiffs there are out of control. The sheriff's office is in the same building, and the sheriff is a power monger who just thinks he can do whatever he wants, and by all evidence, he can, in that he's banned us from the courthouse property entirely. We can't even go in the parking lot, all because we dared to sing some songs to some of the court employees as they were arriving at work, and videotaped them arriving at work and asked them questions. So we engaged in our supposed right to be the free press. You see, somebody told me that I was supposed to be free when I was growing up, and I believed him. And that's really where all this comes from. I mean, because I kind of liked the idea of freedom and decided I was going to, exercise my supposed rights. And it turns out that when you actually exercise the rights that you supposedly have, that's when you find out which ones actually exist. And it turns out that not really very many of them do. You don't have the right to assemble if they don't like who you are,
right,
and what you're assembling about.
If you believe you have the right to peaceably assemble, you need to see peaceably do some assembling and see whether or not you've got that right.
You don't have the right to free speech if they don't like the things that you're saying or singing, in our case. And you don't have the right to be the media if they don't like being held accountable by you. You can be the media as long as you're lapdog media and you're going to fillet the government bureaucrats and basically love everything they do and never question it. Then you're free to be the media. But if you're the media who's questioning them, who's holding video cameras up to them to show them, to show themselves and the world how they're behaving, then all of a sudden you become an enemy of the state and none of those rights apply to you. These are the things that I've learned over not just the last 3 or 4 months, but certainly it's been real hardcore the last few months, but over the last several years of being an activist.
Where in the world, as a young person, did you get the idea that you were free? Was it when you
Somebody
were told to put your hand over your heart and say the pledge?
I never liked that stuff. Yeah, I never was into doing the pledge. But somebody must have told me at some point, and I believed it. And turns out, that's a bunch of BS. All of it.
They can do anything they want.
Yeah, pretty much. And the only way that we can put a stop to it is to get together and bring people who love liberty all into the same place. That's why I'm excited. We've got somebody in town from Arizona today who's visiting us from copblock.org. He was one of the guys who was putting together the Cop Block podcast for a while. And so it's great to always have new talent, new people with new ideas and fresh approaches coming in here, because there's always critics, even within the movement. You were talking about how in the chat room they're raking you and I over the coals over a certain video that that was released a few weeks ago now of an old lady crossing guard who was very rude to you. She actually attacked you.
Admitted to assaulting me, yeah.
Right. She said she didn't care. I don't care, is what she says on the video. And if you or I were to have attacked her in that way, we would have been charged criminally and probably locked in a cage. But she gets away with it because she works. And I don't want her to be put in a cage. I just want her to behave and do what's right in the future.
But she wears a badge and protects the children. But it's okay for her to assault people with the tool which she's supposed to be using to protect kids.
Right. And I want people to try to, you know, turn the tables on this one. If this woman who worked for the police department as a crossing guard came up and was videotaping you for whatever reason on a public sidewalk,
sure,
and then you hit her with something, as a result, what would have happened to you?
It would have been a very different story.
It would have been a very, very different story. The police were apprised of this. You sent this to the lieutenant, and they sloughed it off.
No. He didn't slough it off. He said he had a talk with her about her behavior.
Why didn't he put her in jail?
I did not want that. I don't want that to happen to her, and I don't think Derek would want that to happen.
Not at
to
all.
Her.
No way.
I wouldn't either.
That's not going to help anybody.
That just continues the cycle of violence, Mark.
I'm not entirely sure that's true.
She really needed a hug. If right. anything, I would have asked the officer to, you know, give her some extra love and attention and
apology.
Give her a hug.
I only sent it.
Hug? Did you ask her for a hug? I mean, did she give an apology and a hug?
I told her that I forgived her.
I only sent it to the supervisor because I wanted him to know how his subordinate was behaving.
And he absolutely should know that.
And I said specifically in the email, I think I CC'd you, Derek. I said specifically in the email, I don't want any sort of, you know, punishment to befall her. I don't want her to be charged criminally or anything like that. I just want her to behave and be nice to people in the future. But yet we've been raked over the coals, not just on chat rooms and on anonymous trolled comments on the blog at freekeen.com, but also by people within the movement who are wringing their hands over this in a very public manner, and they're acting like this is the kind of thing that is ruining the movement, and that how dare we hold this old lady accountable. She's an old lady, and she should just be able to get away with assaulting anybody that she wants, and you shouldn't be able to record her in the first place. Well, I mean, it's just absolutely absurd what people are saying.
I would say that in the aggregate, people can make, you know, there are critiques to be had that this sort of outside the system activism isn't really doing much.
This isn't outside the system.
Whatever. You can use whatever term you want.
This is just being the
media. Civil disobedience. Whatever.
It's not civil disobedience. It's standing there recording video.
The activists in Keene are poisoning the well or whatever. I think there's some good arguments to be had there. However, individually, it's difficult to argue with these pieces of activism. Why should a government bureaucrat not be able to be recorded while doing their job?
So the answer
is
a little old lady,
people.
Mark.
What's that?
It's because she's a little old lady.
Right,
and
that's what they say.
Little old ladies are completely exempt from accountability. And so
there's a little old lady on the Supreme Court. I mean, come on.
But can you imagine if every government official, you know, if they wanted a real tyrannical government, they could just fill every public office
just
with a little old lady.
Right.
And then we would have the most tyrannical government ever, which you can't hold accountable because everyone's going to be upset.
Well, right. So they'll say that on one hand, some of them will say, because everybody has their own critique, but some of them will say that it's okay to record her, but you just shouldn't have released it. Because it makes you look bad, is what they say. Because some people will look at that and they'll say, those jerks, because this is what she called us. She said, you're jerks. And, you know, so some people are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, this is bad of them. They shouldn't do this. This is making them look bad. It's making us look bad as the activist community. So they were just worried about it getting out there.
There's going to be all kinds of worry. No
Let's
doubt.
Go to Cliff. He's in Miami. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live. And, of course, the other suggestion is that people are going to be afraid to move here because of it, that this is actually going to dissuade people from joining the movement rather than encourage them. Go ahead, Cliff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to talk about the same subject, actually. And I want, please, believe me, I understand what you guys did. And in my mind, it makes perfect sense what you guys did. But I think the point of view that you guys are not taking into effect is you just kind of mentioned it. And let's say, you know, I'm going to use a small analogy here. Let's say, for instance, you guys were filming, let's say, a bunch of toddlers in a public school park, for instance. And then the teacher came at you and said, hey, what are you guys doing here? And, you know, like, I don't know, like, threw a book. And one of you guys got hit. I think you would probably elicit the same kind of response. Because in the times that we live, the way people think is women, children, and the elderly have some kind of exemption. Okay?
They do. They do think that.
The same rules as everybody else. So I think what happens is whenever you guys do things like this, it elicits a certain kind of response from people automatically because that's the society we live in. So I'm not saying you guys did something wrong, but I want you to think about how, you know, like we live on two levels. We have our you know, the part of us that's very rational, and we got a part of us that's just instinctive. And basically, you guys are triggering the instincts. Forget about the rationality because you think about these things afterwards.
Right, but I'm not going to apologize for that. I mean, just because people are wrong.
I wonder what would have happened if Ian would have asked for a punishment for this woman. Perhaps even she got an assault charge. Do you think people would have rallied to her side at that point when the swift sword of justice doth cut her to cut her down? I mean, or do you think they would have said that old biddy got what she deserved for hitting people and abusing her power?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll be looking at Ian like, oh, my God, why are you going after this little lady for?
What's Ian got to do with it? I mean, well, really, I'm really surprised because usually the state, when it decides to charge somebody with something, they don't need you to press charges. They don't need that at all. They didn't want to press charges, and since Ian wasn't going to make a big fuss about it, they didn't, and they probably wouldn't have pressed charges anyway. The state doesn't need your permission to press charges upon somebody.
Cliff, if you want to continue this line of thought, you're welcome to stick with us through the news here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So was it wrong to record her, first off and foremost, and was it wrong to release the video? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you haven't seen it, you can go to freekeen.com, type in crossing guard in the search box. I imagine that'll pull it up. There's a few different versions of it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.